Now, the Virgin Media Dublin International Film Festival opens today, and like most festivals, it's had to grapple with bringing just about everything online. Despite this, or maybe because of it, there's still a full programme of events. The festival's director, Gráinne Humphreys, joins us. Gráinne, compared to other years, what has organising this festival been like?
To be honest, it's actually been a puzzle that we've, I think, managed to solve. And I have to say that most of that is because of the support that we've got from all of our formerly very competitive fellow festivals. So it felt like 2020 was an opportunity for people to share all of the secrets that they normally, as I said, hold tight. So we've benefited from finding out all the technology and the kind of audience engagement pieces that we would have had to do on our own. So the festival is really, I suppose, a kind of culmination of lots of other festivals' inputs, and we've stolen the best from them.
What then can people look forward to, and where can they find it?
Well, the place to go is our website, which is diff.ie. And we have pretty much the same kind of range that we would have in a normal physical festival. So we range from New Mexico, New Order in Mexico, to Korean crime thriller, to the best of new Irish work. We have a fantastic selection of music and video programs that we have this year. They're actually going global, which is one of the advantages of online, that you can move beyond cities and indeed countries and go further. We've guests like Stephen McQueen, Colin Farrell, Colin Firth, Stanley Tucci. Loads of people have joined us from all over the world. Again, something that can happen when you're online, because as we all know, you can just flick up your computer and connect in. So it's really exciting from that, you know, opportunity that you're able to connect with so many different audiences, and hopefully more and new audiences than normal.
Festivals of all types, I'm thinking as well of book festivals, music festivals, they're all heading now into a second year of restrictions. Do you hope to be back to normal next year?
I think we will be back in cinemas, but I think that the online element is here to stay. I think that the, as I said, new audiences and the new ways of presenting work will probably change the landscape as we see it. But I think the really exciting element is the kind of talent that we're seeing coming through our shorts program and through our film student initiatives. And that's what's really exciting. So I think when we are back in the cinemas, we're going to have some really fantastic films. And it doesn't matter what size screen you see them on.
Has it been a very tough year, though, for many people who work in films?
I think it has, because I think a lot of people, you know, you plan 2-3 years out to shoot at a particular time. You work on different drafts of the script, you get the funding, you get the casting, and that's just ground to a halt. But what is interesting is what people have done with that time and the projects that they've made. And it does genuinely feel that, you know, sometimes out of great trauma comes great art. And I'm an optimist, so I'm believing that we'll all have an opportunity to kind of kickstart again, and we'll benefit from this enforced period of kind of reflection and reevaluation. But there's also, just to say, this is the time to catch up on the films and the filmmakers and the countries, and the opportunity to educate yourself, I think, is now. Because once we get back to normal living, whatever that is, we'll be too busy to do some of the kind of extracurricular kind of work that we can do right now.
Well, it's a great way to look at it. Gráinne Humphreys, director of the Virgin Media Dublin International Film Festival. Thank you for joining us.